Happy Wagon Wednesday to you. It's the Sweet Spots, and we are broadcasting live at the Tequila Volteo Musers Ticket Compound. And we have some more friends at the table now, Sean.
Yes.
Dave is here. I see Matt McLaren is here. And I see one Craig Jr. Miller is with us.
Has any member of the Musers officially welcomed you to the Musers Ticket Compound?
We have not been welcomed yet.
Well, I did this for the Hardline. I did this for the Invasion.
Yeah.
I would now like to officially welcome you to the Musers Ticket Compound. If there's anything you guys need, just get a hold of one of us.
And the one true Muser, it means even more.
Well, I appreciate that.
It really
so
does.
Sick of being a part of this sham.
Oh. And I hear a Corby.
I hear a wireless Corby.
Yes. So as you guys probably heard last night, as we were deep in the woods sleeping, I built a pool.
Mm.
Yes.
That's impressive.
And a sand pit that is now overlooking this lake that's been developed in the last couple of days, apparently, too.
And you bought a house also last night.
I did. It was a drunken excursion that I had. And
$5 million chateau.
Right. You ever been, like, drunk at an auction before and you buy, like, George bought a dog?
Yeah.
I bought a house last night.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, it's 215, or excuse me, 218.
Am I coming in loud and clear?
Yeah, you sound awesome.
Oh my God. You sound like you're right next to me.
This is great. Well, I was last night.
Live rent free. That's right. Rent free on the Sweet Spot every Wednesday at 215. And if you want to add to the conversation, if there's anything that's rattling around your noggin, rentfree1310@gmail.com. We have June's here. We have Maddie here. We have Corby on the wireless. Dave's here. If there's anything that you guys want to share, please do. But I will start with an emailer. This is from P1 Frank. He says, the Musers have this as a major bingo, but whenever someone mentions allergies, I can't think of Gordo in the background using Reiner voice saying, those aren't allergies. What's funnier is they never acknowledge it. And when Joe Schmo gets into his rental at DFW and turns on the station, he'll never know what it is. Hashtag biggest P1 Frank.
That's true. We say that a lot off the air, too, mm-hmm. if one of us said. And that's why we don't acknowledge it, because we say it so often.
And Maddie's dealing with some drainage this week.
Oh, I bet
Good
he
Lord.
Is.
Those aren't allergies.
No, they're not. I don't know what it is. It's pretty special.
Can you believe that
you
episode...
You need something to burn through your sinuses.
I may need to. Maybe I just need to start drinking.
Craig, that episode of Those Aren't Allergies was 20 years ago.
Wow.
2005?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Is that the most stressed out you guys collectively have been? Because I wasn't full-time at that point yet. So
yeah.
I was just... I heard of things happening, but I couldn't imagine what was happening inside the bunker.
It was a weird time for sure.
So crazy.
That's crazy to think that's been 20 years.
Pre-Cooper Flag, before he was born.
God, how weird is that?
It also freaked me out last night on the roundtables when somebody said in 30 years we'll all be gone. And then we all laughed, and then we all started doing the math.
And then it got really dark.
What's wrong with you guys?
I'm thinking, well, yeah, kind of everyone will be between 70 and 90, so there is a chance.
Probability averages. Men are living a little longer than they used to.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that science and technology, gene editing, things like that, will keep us all around till we're 100. But
use up more of the Earth's
technology
resources.
Yes, exactly.
Because there's going to be too many of us.
Right.
We'll be able to live elsewhere.
Yeah, Mars.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe off the Centauri system. Who knows?
Corby will just buy a new house on Mars when he's drunk.
His lakefront Mars.
He builds a pool out of lava.
I'm going to take my Cybertruck to Mars. Later, bitches.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to... I never know how to pronounce this. I hope I'm not butchering it. It's Chencho? P1 Chencho.
Chencho!
Okay. He says, something that lives rent-free in my head is whenever a player, regardless of the sport, gets a season-ending injury, the announcers always say, he'll be back better than ever. When did that start becoming a thing? He cites Dak, Kyrie, Romo, Hamlin, etc. always say that. Adrian Peterson might be the only one who's actually bounced back from a career-threatening injury and come back even better.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That is kind of weird. I guess if it's surgically repaired, you just believe it was worked on surgically, so it must be better than it was originally, so that it won't happen to you again.
Yeah, but they're not like the $6 million man. They're not bionic.
Maybe.
And sometimes with pitchers, if they get Tommy John, they'll add some velocity to their fastball. Like in football, it's very rare.
If you have a hip replacement, it's a metal hip. That's better than your original bone hip.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
They have metal.
I mean, it helps. I mean, you probably know people that have had hip replacements before, but it's not better than the original. It's way better than what they were dealing with.
Are you saying that it's better than what God made?
Yes. Like, you can't break metal. You can break a bone.
But the functionality of it is still not exactly what God made with the human hip for a good hip. But it's way better than having a bad hip, that's for sure. And, Craig, if I may go back to Adrian Peterson.
Please.
The Chicago Bear?
In December of...
No. The other one.
In December other one? 2012 or whatever, he tore his ACL, MCL, PCL. Some doctors say the worst injury they've ever seen. And 9 months later, he was on his way to a 2,100-yard rushing season.
Yes.
12 yards short of the record, in which he said, I don't want the record. He can keep it.
Was that before or so after he beat up all of his kids?
What? What are you talking about?
What's the next rent-free thing? We've moved on.
By the way, did the announcers just say that because they just want to sound nice?
Yeah, they just want to move on, I think.
Yeah.
Very rarely do they come back bigger and stronger and better than ever.
Right. Yeah, but can you imagine if the announcer is like, ooh, man, when he comes back, he'll be worse than ever.
He's not going to be worth his contract.
Or if you're Tony Romo and Dak's foot's bent the other way. It's like, he's probably just cramping.
Yeah, he'll be all right. Don't worry.
Give him Gatorade. He'll be back in there.
He'll never play like he once did.
Early on, I didn't understand George's hate for Romo in the booth because I thought he was an upgrade from Phil Sims. But Romo's gotten way worse. And I think it hit a crescendo at that moment where Dirk's foot is, you know, pointing towards
Romo.
He almost got a hold of
it. It was Dirk's foot.
Yeah.
Man, that'd be something.
Hey, I have a question for Corby.
Yeah, go on.
Why are you on the wireless?
Yeah, why are you?
Because he wants to
his
go
new
swimming.
House.
He's visiting his new pool.
Headsets up here in this huge table. And where are you?
I'm down at the pool, Craig.
Oh.
Are you sunning?
Maybe you're again. I am.
We have a pool here in the middle of the woods.
I told you, I built it last night while you were sleeping.
Are you browning your nips?
Dude, that's what that noise was. He was clearing trees.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought you were snoring.
No, I thought you were kidding.
No, I'm down at the pool right now.
Okay.
There's a lady here at the pool.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay.
A lady.
Really? Yeah. Is it Danny?
No, it's not Danny. Okay. Our bartender last night?
D-A-N-I, yeah.
No, she's not here.
Wait a minute. We have a bar here in the woods?
What? Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you might call it that, too.
Corby bought one last
Corby
night.
Corby built it.
Corby flew in a suite.
You know what we need out here in the woods? A bar!
Corby sat down and they just built a bar around him.
They built a luxury suite around Corby.
And with rent-free, there's things that live in the P1's heads that I'm not familiar with, so maybe you guys can help me out with this one. P1 Chris says, I find myself pulling the popular Confident by Regis Philbin from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Not just the word, but the way he says it. You know, like when Corby says, did you see that on a Scott Baio after school special? I blurted it out to myself and giggle a bit. And I looked on YouTube, and I'm looking up old Regis. I have no idea what this dude's talking about.
Oh, that's from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yes, yeah.
And when they would give their final answer, he would go, confident? Like, are you confident
who
in your answer?
Did he have bubble voice?
And then he would say final answer after that, right?
Yeah.
He'd make it say, C, polar bear. And then Regis, confident?
Yeah.
You'd just try to get him to change their mind.
Right.
He's dead.
He is. Dead.
Yeah, he died a while back, didn't he?
it's been a minute.
Is Kathy Lee still alive, or did she die too?
DJ, if you're back there, please send the widow a ham. Thank you.
Are you sure?
I like that bit.
He just filled
so
it.
Ridiculous.
Oh,
so ridiculous.
An old season of Sopranos.
Yeah, we got some, I think season 3.
Here in the woods.
Okay. What did you make of Regis? Because I feel like he was a thing when I was a kid with Kathy Lee.
Yeah, what did he do before?
And then he was with Kelly Ripa for a little while.
Yeah.
Was he always a talk show guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
And like an old-timey radio guy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't think I knew who he was until he was on that show with Kathy Lee, and then he saw him on Millionaire.
Always
but I don't
on
know
Letterman.
What he did before that.
You didn't
he
see
was...
like 90s Letterman? When
oh,
he
yeah,
was
for sure.
Always on Letterman.
Yeah. He was so big, like when he was hosting Millionaire and the Kathy Lee show, he was about as big as
he was
as
everywhere.
Wasn't he Letterman's first guest when he moved over to CBS?
Probably so. I would
really.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe because I think Bill Murray was his first guest on the old show, and I think he did it again with Bill Murray. I could be wrong, but I remember it that way. Maybe Bill Murray was his last guest, first guest and last guest when he retired, something like that.
What's taking the place of the late night talk show? Because I know my kids have zero interest. We'll have it on every now and again.
It's whatever you're streaming at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Streaming killed everything.
Yeah. It did.
Hamster.
It killed late night TV. It killed.
Do you guys watch? Ever watch it?
No.
Ever.
Never.
No.
Never.
I'll watch. If there's a band, maybe.
Yes.
Inside the NBA.
Yeah, but then you just wait until they post the clip on Twitter.
Do we consider Inside the NBA like late night talk show?
No.
No, like Leno or not Leno. Yeah.
And even Tonight Show.
Leno.
Kimmel.
It just Colbert. Never crosses my mind anymore.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Man, I can't remember the last time I tried to watch one of those. Probably the last one I watched was Conan.
Yeah, Conan, before he got the big gig, when he was after Leno, some of the wild-ass stuff they would do was just the best. And I think everybody our age, Matt, probably has an affinity for vomiting Kermit and the masturbating bear.
Man, Conan was genius.
Camel Toe Sally.
Still is.
Just wild characters.
Yes.
Nothing will ever beat Carson followed by Letterman. That's when Late Night was in its heyday.
Yeah. It was really good, except I didn't like Carson.
Really?
You didn't?
I mean, he was okay. He was just too adulty.
He was too old.
Yeah.
He was too corny.
Nerd.
Yeah.
He was an old school comic.
Yeah, he was.
But when Don Rickles would be the guest,
he
would totally lose it.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's a good hour to spend just going down a wormhole or a rabbit hole of Don Rickles on late night TV.
Hilarious.
Is he still alive?
No.
There's no way.
He's very much not alive.
Okay.
So, Corby, what are you doing on the wireless?
Yeah, he died 9 years ago.
All right. So
but he had to
alive.
Have been like 100 or something like that.
Yeah, he was
what
old.
Am I doing?
Yeah,
I'm literally
9 years
sitting
old.
By the pool, shirt off, are guns out.
Wow, okay.
Just kind of chilling, man.
Are you drinking a Mark?
I'm not, but I'm willing to.
All right. We can get you one.
Hey,
trying to lure some ladies in off the lake.
Hey, Ham, let's send Corby a drink.
Yeah. Yeah, Ham, get that out.
You guys want to hang out at the bar I built?
I'm about to get in the pool is what I'm about to do because it's warm, man.
All right. Don't electrocute yourself.
Let's have live coverage of Corby electrocuting himself next.